Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Wednesday. We have a new friend to introduce to you today. Her name is Jamie Cahun, and she is the co-owner of The Joint Chiropractic in Weston. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Thanks for coming in. So tell everybody really quick who you are, where you are, and what you do.
I am a chiropractor in Weston, Wisconsin. My name is Dr. Jamie Cahun. I am right by Tynan Cellar. I've been a chiropractor for over 23 years. I am a licensed nutritional counselor as well, and I'm certified in whiplash and brain injury traumatology.
Nice. Tell us a little bit about that area with that whiplash and brain trauma.
So many times, many of us think that it's going to be the big car accident, et cetera. And many times it's just the slip and fall, the bump of the head, the sibling pushed you down the stairs when you were a kid and you're dealing with old scar tissue, things like that that just don't allow you, for example, to move your head properly. And all of those pieces don't allow you to have the function that you want to have. Maybe have numbness and tingling in your hands. Maybe have chronic headaches from it. All of those are things that I see commonly.
Sure. And I just wanted to make that point because when we were talking earlier, you had said, like you just explained, it's not necessarily a car accident or a major trauma. Mm-hmm. We can have these things in ways we didn't even really realize maybe got us. So we'll kind of touch on that again in a few minutes. But today we're going to talk about the dreaded sitting, right?
Yes.
So this is a fairly common thing, and this has been a little bit of a theme with a few of my guests because we are kind of in a sedentary lifestyle these days with working at desks or remote from home, things like that. So tell us I got to back up because I'm getting ahead of myself because I'm very excited to talk to Jamie. So we have to get down to business first, though. We got to ask her questions, right?
Yeah.
So Jamie, tell us, what does wellness mean to you?
So wellness to me is a myriad of things. It's holistic integration. It is spiritual well-being. It's physical well-being. We got to fuel the body with good food. We got to engage the mind. We have to nurture our spirit. So there's many different aspects of that. I like to follow Dr. Bob Rutkowski, his Magnificent Seven. He says we need to eat right. We need to drink right. We need to move right. We need to sleep right. We need to use the bathroom right. We need to talk right and be positive.
Nice. So how does that transpire into your life? So what do you do for your own wellness?
That's a great question. So one of the big things that I do, like many of us who are working and really busy with their lives, I have to, for example, food prep. So I have to food prep on Sundays for me because I know that I will go astray if I don't have my meals planned out for the week with work. Not only does it help me to stay nutritionally sound and with what I want to eat for the week, it's obviously more affordable and saves me time. I also will do exercise from home. I live in the country, so I don't have time to go to the gym, but I bought a bike off Marketplace for $50 and I do Pilates classes, spin classes, all through Peloton. So for that, me, that's important. I also do nightly reading, sometimes for fun, for leadership topics, for professional development, all sorts of things.
Nice. And I've said this several times with my guests that this is a very common theme of balance. Eat right, sleep right, all of these things, exercise, stay active. So good advice, everybody. Are you listening? Because this is something that I'm trying to really hard get into myself.
Yeah.
It's not easy, right? Like,
yep.
Balance is not easy. If it was, we wouldn't have the show.
Correct.
So the cool thing, too, with just before we go to break, I just kind of want to touch on this a little bit. When people come to see you at the joint, they get all of you, right? So they get this nutritional counselor. They get the whiplash certification. You look at all of these parts when people come in.
Correct.
And just before we go for break again, I would like to point out, what is the uniqueness about the joint? I feel it is the walk-in ability.
Thank you. So no need to make appointments. We have convenient hours. We're open nights and weekends. And affordability is something that we pride ourselves in.
Nice. All right. This is a great place to stop. We're going to take our break really quick and hear from our sponsor. And then we're going to come back and talk to Dr. Jamie Cahun some more. And we're going to find out what she does for you guys and what she does to help you guys with your wellness. And we will be back in just a few seconds. right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for sticking around and hanging out with us. Again, we are talking with Dr. Jamie Cahun, co-owner of The Joint Chiropractic in Weston. She is a doctor of chiropractic, a licensed nutritional counselor, and she is certified in whiplash and brain injuries. Mm-hmm. So she's got a lot of tools at her disposal. And we did just kind of talk about the uniqueness of The Joint, because there's a lot of chiropractors, and everybody has their own focus. The cool thing I think with The Joint is that it's not appointments, right? You can just walk in. So mm-hmm. right now, somebody's listening to this and says, I've been putting it off. Just don't show up at 2 o'clock because they do have a lunchtime. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, you can just come in right now, off the street, sign up. Somebody's there always to take your information and talk to you, right?
Yep, we are open at 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Fridays, closed from 2 to 2:45, and Saturday is 10 to 4. Just show on up.
Okay. We kind of teased a little bit about our topic today, mm-hmm. about sitting. Mm-hmm. And this is something you see constantly, mm-hmm. right? And you've seen from me.
Yeah.
Maybe. This has been a thing we've been discussing. But tell us about what, I mean, sitting seems like it'd be a good activity. Mm-hmm. It's no impact. You're just kind of hanging out, but it's the exact opposite, right?
Right. Did you know that sitting is the new smoking?
I've been told that.
That is true. We all know smoking is bad for us, but sitting also is challenging for us as well. Even when we look at the earliest signs of chairs, we go back 5,000 years, there weren't chairs. A community leader would find a rock and sit on it and address his community. But fast forward, digital age, technology, we're sitting more and more. Many people will sit 40 plus hours a week at their jobs. So we generally spend just too much time sitting for work, sitting for recreational, sitting for transportation. And that really speeds up the wear and tear on our bodies, on our spinal discs, throughout our whole spine. And as a result, many of us will start to see and notice neck problems, headaches, lower back problems, middle back problems. And then they start to look for answers on where they can get those addressed.
How many people do you see, you know, average, that would be, I don't want to say injury, but are in pain or have some issues from this exact thing?
Most of my patients every day.
That's so sad to me because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's our jobs, right? Like, mm-hmm. we have to do this. So what's some things that people can do to alleviate this? We know we have to be at our desk.
Right. So prolonged sitting really increases the wear and tear on one's body and overall health. So when you're sitting at your desk, one of the best things you can do is you can sit back in your chair all the way back versus leaning forward. We tend to lean towards what we're doing. We tend to lean towards our monitors. As soon as our brain gets engaged, that's what we're doing. So even if I said to you, sit up tall, you'd sit up tall. It takes more muscles to sit up tall than to slump. So it's easier to slump, and that's what we tend to do after our brain gets engaged with whatever we're doing. So what I want you to do is I want you to, next time, slide back in your chair. Try putting your feet up on something. So whether it be a 2 inches, let's say a ream of paper, a 2x4, what that does is that doesn't allow us to lean forward. Because if we lean forward, then we can't breathe very well. Even if you're tall enough and can touch the floor because you're an adult, try doing that. Lift your feet up a little bit. That really does help. Now, the other thing is, if your chair does not have good lumbar support, one of my hot tips is to take a hand towel and roll it up like a sleeping bag so it looks like a summer sausage. And then you can put on a rubber band around each end or a piece of tape, and that acts like a nice little lumbar support. With that, then, you can put that right above your pant line or your waist where that lumbar curve or lordosis is to help you sit up tall. It helps to fill that space of that void of that curve.
I know you've told me this so many times. You're like, don't slouch, sit up straight. It's hard to do. And mm-hmm. we all know this. Like, every single one of us, we go to an event, we go to mm-hmm. something where you have to kind of be present, and you do it for a minute.
Right.
And then you're scrolling back to your chair.
You're back to slumping.
And I know, even sitting at my desk, mm-hmm. I'm a leaner, and mm-hmm. I'll put my chin on my hand, and pretty soon I'm like, ow, ow. I can feel it happen immediately, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, Jamie, get out of my head.
You got it.
I sit up, and I stop. I'm trying hard to listen to you and mm-hmm. follow your directions, and it is helping. I mean, it is very obvious change, and it is good. So
It's overcoming the habit that you have.
It is. Mm-hmm. Bad habits. Bad habits on Wellness Wednesday. Yep. We need to get somebody to talk to us about bad habits, but this is definitely one of them.
Okay. So some of the other things you want to do is you want to make sure that your arms are parallel to your body, so they're going straight down. They should be slightly supported by your hand rests if you have armrests. You want to make sure, too, that when you're looking straight ahead, if you close your eyes and then open them to look at your monitor, is your gaze falling in the middle of the monitor, or is it down towards the bottom or towards the top? If so, you need to adjust the height of your monitor because you shouldn't be looking up and you shouldn't be looking down at your monitor. Also, the tricky part is when you start to come in with bifocals, then you need to adjust that monitor a little more so you're not tipping your head back to see the fine print.
Yes. Very good. Fantastic advice. And that's going to be where we have to stop for right now on air, but we are going to talk some more. So come back in for the podcast, you guys, and listen to the rest of this, because I want to talk a little bit more about the whiplash and the brain injury stuff, because I think it needs to be a little bit touched on with this sitting portion. So we will come back with that. So again, thank you so much, Jamie. Let's have you wrap it up. Tell us again who you are, where you are, and how to get a hold of you.
My name is Dr. Jamie Cahan. I'm a chiropractor in Weston, Wisconsin at the Joint Chiropractic. And if you want to come see me, we're there 10 to 7 Monday through Friday with the break at 2 to 2:45 and Saturdays 10 to 4.
And you are located down in the Weston Center there?
Camp Phillips and Schofield Avenue.
All right. Right next to Tynan Cellar, kind of in that little area. All right. Very good. You guys get in and see the Joint, and we will keep talking with Jamie. So come back to the podcast and we will see you next week. Thanks for joining us on Wellness Wednesday. All right. Thank you guys for coming back to the podcast section here and hanging out with us some more. We have Dr. Jamie Cahan from the Joint Chiropractic in Weston. And our topic today was sitting and how sitting is the new smoking, which just makes me sad because I enjoy sitting until it hurts me like it does to everybody else. So we did talk about that. You gave a lot of really good tips for people how to sit properly and adjust your monitors and things like that. So take us into another area you had just brought up that you wanted to touch on a little bit and help us out with another thing.
Sure. We have a lot of people also in their cars for transportation, for work, for pleasure. And that's another key piece. So when the engineers design the car seats, they have to keep in mind tall people, short people, big people, small people. So generally the lumbar support is not perfect for most of us. So when you're going to drive for a long period of time, one of the great things you can do is I mentioned using a towel. So you can take a hand towel and you can roll up again. It looks like a summer sausage and you can put it down right above that pant line. So it increases the curve in your lower back. You can also, if you're driving for a long period of time, take that left foot and stretch it out to the wheel well. The DMV would tell you we need to be up here at 10 and 2 and 9 and 3. In times of low stress, where you're not in rush hour or bad traffic, you can drop your arms down towards the bottom of the steering wheel because that doesn't allow the upper traps to fire so hard, and that's a nice thing as well. So all of those tips help for driving to keep your back feeling better. Likewise, you can also do the same tips at home. When we buy couches or we buy recliners, I get a lot of people who say, my back's killing me. Well, they bought it because it's soft, it's comfortable. But what happens is that our backs sink into the couch or it sinks into that recliner. And so one of the hot tips you can do is take one of those little tiny decorative pillows that you have haphazardly thrown around your house and put it down your lower back. So it helps to fill up that curve in your lower back to make it more comfortable. And you should try to also set a timer so you are getting up every 30 minutes to get up, move, stretch, take a lap around the living room, drink some water.
Do you think, are people more injured these days where sitting has just become the thing because they're in so much pain that they can't even fathom, like hearing you right now say get up and walk around, and they're like, listen, lady, my back is killing me. But that's kind of why, right? It's probably that vicious cycle.
You know, we weren't alive 150 years ago or more, but our ancestors were very active people. If they weren't active, they couldn't bring the food on the table. They were out with plows, plowing their fields and gathering berries and watching after their children. So they were up constantly moving. And we've become more sedentary with our work and our lifestyles that are designed with our curves. It stresses them.
And by no means are we saying, like, people need to go back to the olden days and go hand plow the back 40. That's not it. But we need to find that balance again, right, and get back to being more physical. We still can do things, right? We still have a house we could walk around in or maybe some stairs. Maybe you have an upstairs. Just walk up and down the stairs. Just try to keep that blood flowing and keep yourself mobile.
You can get on an exercise ball. They're only like $12 from Walmart or Target. And you can bounce on that and you can get some great spinal disc motion with that too.
Sure. Is there anything house chore related that would help with this? I mean, I can think of a thousand things, but there's got to be bad and good house chores as well. But maybe that's something to get people up that they could do.
There's so many chores you could do, from dusting and going from room to room to room. And it's sometimes nice when you break it up into small chunks, like I'm going to dust the living room in this break, and then I'm going to go back and do whatever I'm doing. Maybe you're reading. And then I'm going to go clean the bathroom and then come back and do it. It's just you're breaking it up into small pieces of motion.
Sure. And we talked a little bit, I kind of feel like I'm jumping back and forth, but I think it all makes sense at the end here. We talked about the whiplash and the brain injuries. And I find that fascinating because I would not think that it would be easy to get whiplash. I feel like it should be a violent occurrence, a car accident, a fall, something mm-hmm. sports related maybe, but that's not the case. So somebody listening right now could be having these neck and head issues mm-hmm. and they just don't realize that this is what they have, right?
Right. Oh, think about the cumulative injuries that happen as a child. Maybe they were sliding down a slide and they flew right off and landed in the wood chips, but their head came back and hit the slide.
I feel like we've all been there.
Yeah. And the child got up, ran up to the top of the slide and said, again, 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 and they went again. So a lot of little traumas can happen over periods of time, or, you know, you've gone up to a sibling and you've pushed them, you know, maybe they deserved it, or maybe they didn't deserve it, and they pushed you back. You know, so there's lots of different activities that have happened along the lines, and just they add up.
And where does this manifest? Like, is this the neck shoulder thing, or is it more just headaches?
A lot of times all of the above. So the neck muscles, obviously, they attach into the shoulders. They go down between the shoulder blades. So some people may feel numbness or tingling. A lot of times we see stiff neck. They start to lose the range of motion. For example, they try to look over their left shoulder to change lanes or back up a car without using that reverse monitor. And they notice that they're starting to have to turn their whole body to turn. So we oftentimes will see a loss of range of motion in the neck is one of the key tokens for it.
And we had a very light winter, so we didn't have mm-hmm. a huge bunch of snowing. But the first thing I think of when you say that is plowing, mm-hmm. because you have to do that. And you do it constantly, turning and looking. And that's mm-hmm. a thing, right? There's like it's plower's neck or something it's called, right? Isn't there
it's
like
is.
an actual name for it?
Yeah, so backing up, I just treated someone yesterday with that exact same problem. He realized he could no longer back up very easily without turning his entire body, and it was just getting more and more difficult.
And that's not necessarily a major structural issue. It's just the muscles and the things mm-hmm. that you can adjust and repair.
Yep, it's slow, gradual loss of motion. And it's funny, or not funny, I should say, we start to see slow changes. You know, maybe you don't realize that you lost 10 degrees of range of motion in the last year or two, but it just slowly creeps up on us.
Yeah, that may or may not have happened to me, right? And you're like, I did the little test and I thought I was doing pretty good. And you're mm-hmm. like, no.
Yeah, right.
No, it's not as good as you thought it was. So we get so used to our situation that we just suck it up and deal with it. And mm-hmm. let me tell you, people, don't come see Jamie because, I mean, it's mm-hmm. been a huge help. Mm-hmm. And you take time with people. Mm-hmm. I never want to take away from somebody else's practice mm-hmm. or things. Everybody has their own way. But your way at the joint mm-hmm. is different, mm-hmm. I think. So tell us really quick just how, like, what is an appointment? Nobody's, haven't been to you yet. Mm-hmm. How do we get started?
So you'd either A, call, or B, just stop on in, and then we'll give you paperwork to review and complete. So then the doctor takes a look through the paperwork, and then they have a consultation. They go through your history, what you're experiencing, your past history, your past medical history, to see if you're a candidate for chiropractic. And if you're not, we refer out. Then we do an exam. In the exam, we're looking at neurological, we're looking at orthopedic exams. You know, we run through sensation and reflexes and where we feel that the trauma has happened or where we feel the joints aren't moving well. Then after that, if the person is safe to proceed, we will go ahead and adjust them. We'll talk our way through it so they're not going to be surprised. I love education. Education is key for me. As a former university educator, I want to make sure that the patient understands the why. What's wrong? How do we fix it? And they'll find out also how much is it going to cost. And again, go back to that affordability piece.
Yeah. And that first visit is a smidge longer than the rest, right? Because there's a decent amount of paperwork to do. So mm-hmm. just put that out there right away. Mm-hmm. But it's important because mm-hmm. that's how you know what's going on with somebody.
Yeah.
And then there is the time you talk. So about an hour for the first appointment. So schedule that, you know, plan mm-hmm. on that. But then going forward, mm-hmm. I think it's kind of cool. You get a little scan card like at the gym, mm-hmm. right? And then you just come in. Scan your little card, mm-hmm. and like magic, the doctors come out from behind the curtain and come and get you. And then you're off to your next appointment, right?
Correct.
So convenience factor is huge.
Right. Many times patients will have, you know, let's say they set an appointment for 4:00, and next thing you know, they look up, and it's 4:15, and they've missed an appointment. So that's the beauty of the joint, is that you don't have to have an appointment. You can just walk right in when it works for you.
Yeah. It's a little conflicting and confusing to me. I'm still having an issue with it because I feel like I want to call ahead, but it's neat. It's a very good service mm-hmm. because you don't know, and maybe like the day comes where you have enough mm-hmm. and you don't have time to make an appointment, just stop in.
Yeah, pain often starts after most offices are closed after 5:00, or they start on a 5:30 on a Friday night, and you shouldn't have to wait till Monday, in my humble opinion, to get something looked at.
Well, even that would be great, even if it was a Friday and you called in and got in Monday. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's not normal. I mean, a week right. out. So very, very convenient, mm-hmm. very easy to get to, right off of Camp Phillips Road, right there in Schofield, Weston. Mm-hmm. How long has the clinic been in Weston. How long have you guys been in town?
We have been there since 22.
Okay. And there are five locations in Wisconsin that you are affiliated with.
Correct.
So,
but there's many more.
And the joint also works nationally, right? So if you are a patient here, you can be seen at a different location, correct?
Correct. As of last month, the number I heard, there were 956 joints nationwide. And the beautiful part about that, so let's say you're on your way down to Florida or Colorado, you can stop at any joint along the way and they have access to your records and the doctor will see what you like and where your surgical history has been, et cetera. And so they know how you like to be adjusted. And then you just tell them how you're feeling.
Awesome. And that's why I wanted to make that point because, again, in Wisconsin, there's five. Weston is one. And then you have, tell us the other locations.
So there are three in Madison. There's Ashwaubenon and there's Weston. But there are many more located in the Milwaukee area, et cetera.
Okay. So if you're out in your car, you're a traveler, you're a truck driver, you're whatever, you don't have to be like, man, I just passed Weston and I'm headed to Milwaukee. There's places in between. And you can just swing in and stop, get adjusted, and be upon your way.
Correct.
Without all the stuff. Scan your little card, and you're good to go. So that's, again, major convenience because even, I feel, other people, businesses maybe, have other locations, but they're not that user-friendly.
Right. You get to that long car ride down to Fort Myers, and your back's killing you. No problem. There's the joint chiropractics in Fort Myers.
I feel like that would be such an amazing thing to be going on a very long road trip and being able to stop halfway through and get adjusted, have, you know, maybe your night off, whatever, of driving. That would be amazing. So that's great.
Right. So one other piece, too, is the affordability factor. One thing that we don't do after your initial exam is when you say you've had a break in care, you come back. When we do that re-exam to make sure you're still okay and what things are pinched and what's moving, what's not moving, we don't charge for those examinations, or those re-examinations, I should say.
Yeah, tell us about that. That might be a good place to wrap us up for today is tell us how, because you have packages. And you, the insurance or non-insurance, tell us about that.
So we do not take insurance. Our goal is to be affordable for the average person. So we try to price ourselves below because we don't have to have a billing team. We don't have to deal with letters of medical necessity for insurance-based practices like they have to. So we have a couple of options. We have a wellness plan. A wellness plan gives you four visits in a month, and any visit past four is only $10. That's for an adult. For a child under 18, that is only $49. We are also a military-friendly clinic, and our military-friendly pricing is $69 for four visits. The packages are unlimited, meaning that you can use them whenever you want, so they never expire. And so that's a lot of times more of a maintenance-type patient. So if you buy, let's say, a six-pack, that's good for six visits, and they don't expire. And you can use them again at any joint across the country.
Nice. And they're there when you need it, almost literally, except for the couple days off that you guys have and lunchtime.
Right, correct.
But otherwise, stop in when you need it at all of their convenient locations. So if you Google the joint, you're going to find all the locations nationwide, right?
Correct.
If you guys are here in town, down in Weston, off of Camp Phillips Road, in the same vicinity as Tyne and Cellar, right there on that corner, again, locations in Madison and Green Bay area.
Yep. And it doesn't cost you a lot to get started. It's only $29, and that includes that whole initial first visit. I do also want to mention, too, we also have single visits. It's just more financially advantageous to look at a wellness plan or package.
Sure. And you will deal with that as they come, right?
Yep.
So if you have any questions, just get in there, get that first visit out of the way, and get set up, and then you're, like, breezing through. They'll take care of you in quick fashion and send you on your way. Just don't go sitting too long, right?
Yeah.
Stay mobile, and then your objective is to get people to not come see you anymore, right?
Like, absolutely.
You don't really want repeat offenders.
Nope. Best sign of a compliment that I can ever receive is to see you at Target.
Fantastic. Perfect. That's a great place to stop us for today. So I want to thank Dr. Jamie Cahan. Thank you so very much for coming in. Co-owner of the Joint Chiropractic in Weston. 23 years doctor of chiropractic with some extra bonus in nutritional counseling and whiplash and brain injuries. Mm-hmm. So she is a great resource. Very caring person. Really cares about you guys. So make sure you get in and see them down there at the joint. And thank you so much, Jamie, for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.